everyone. Welcome to another edition of the 4K Blu-ray podcast on the Multimedia Men Network. Oh, yes, I'm Brian Kluger, and I'm with Boomstick Comics and High Def Digest, and we are on the iTunes Network. We're under the Multimedia Men, under Boomstick Comics, where we have tons of shows, wrestling, horror, music, nerdy, and this 4K Blu-ray stuff. Oh, it's so good to be here, folks. It's the month of October. It's scary. It's frightening. It's pumpkin carving time. And it's the time for Scream Factory Blu-ray reviews because it is like horror month. We like horror movies here. And as Cole and Preston love to say every week on the podcast, oh my God, it's horror. I think that's what they say all the time. So, we are here. We are going to review Scream Factory's Someone's Watching Me by, yes, John Carpenter. Someone's Watching Me, not to be confused with the Michael Jackson song, I always feel like somebody's watching me or playing tricks on me. Oh, oh. Yes, that is my rendition. I like it. Hee hee. So maybe Michael got the idea for that song from here. I don't know. But this movie is called Someone's Watching Me, not Somebody's Watching Me. And it is John Carpenter. Yes, the guy who brought us They Live, Big Trouble in Little China, Halloween, Escape from New York, The Fog. I can go on for days. But yes, this film kind of has been lost. It's from 1978. It premiered in 1978, November 29th, which is interesting because this came out like a couple weeks right after John Carpenter's Halloween film, and it was a made-for-TV movie, and it aired on TV and on NBC back in 1978. Very interesting. Yes, I know John Carpenter did TV. Of course he did. So he does everything. But in 1978, it's very weird because you think when you think of like The Thing from John Carpenter, Big Trouble in Little China, he doesn't make like family-friendly films. But the studio, Warner Brothers, saw the script to this, which originally was called, I think, was it called The Heights or something like that? I'm trying to remember. But it was called something different. And he wrote it for sure. It was called High Rise. And they said like, oh, it's too like, it's too friendly. It's not, it doesn't take any chances. And you're just like, what? And I guess this was like before Halloween, so we haven't gotten all the Carpenter stuff out yet. But we still got this, and they made it for a TV movie instead of a feature film because it didn't take any chances. The film itself stars Lauren Hutton and Adrienne, by God, Barbeau, who we love, Adrienne Barbeau. She's one of our favorite horror movie actresses because she's just so damn good. And she went on to work with John Carpenter in a couple other films. So check those out. But the film itself, Someone's Watching Me, is a lot like, you know, Alfred Hitchcock's Rear Window, in that this follows a woman named Lee, who's played by Lauren Hutton, who moves from New York to L.A. to become a TV director. Like, she directs, like, a TV show, basically, or, like, a news show, whatever. And she moves into this new apartment complex, and things seem to be going pretty well. She likes her job because she broke up with her boyfriend, so she's really focused on work, but she meets another guy, and she befriends another lady, played by Adrienne Barbeau, Sophie, who actually plays a gay character in this film. It's very ahead of its time, as I might say. But when she's not at work, she's at home, and somebody is spying on her from across the building, in another building, looking in on her with a telescope. We don't know who this person is. And this person, this stalker, starts calling, prank calling her, saying nasty things to her, harassing her. What's it called? Lauren Hutton, Lee Michaels, the character, even starts to receive packages from this stalker, which are they're labeled Excursions Unlimited, and they're like gifts of weird things, even a telescope again. And so it's kind of like this, who is this stalker kind of thing, you know, and like made for TV. So there's like a lot of kind of like red herrings placed throughout from John Carpenter. Like, it could be them. No, it's not. It could be them. No, it's not. Until the very kind of scary climactic scene at the end when you find out, who is this person? So I'm not going to tell you who it is because you want to see it, because if you haven't seen it, I'm not going to spoil it, but it is John Carpenter, so you know it's good. And it's very, it's well acted from Lauren Hutton and Adrian Barbeau. They do damn good stuff. And unfortunately, there's no score from John Carpenter here. That didn't come until Halloween. Just a little bit. But yes, still a damn fine film. This is something you'd want to see if you like those types of movies where, you know, something like Rear Window, where there's like, oh, there's a stalker and this person doesn't know who it is and they're doing harassing things and they might be in the apartment. Oh, no. So, yeah, that's this movie. It still holds up after all these years, like pretty much all of Carpenter's films do. But yes, someone's watching me. Do it. Scream Factory, thank you for releasing this. Let's talk about the video quality, shall we? And oh my god, it is good. They did a fantastic job putting this out. I mean, oh my goodness. It's 1080p HD, and I don't know why they did this, but it is made for widescreen now, 1.851. Damn good, because originally this was on 133.1 on those full-screen TVs in the 70s. Now they have a really good picture. They formatted it just perfectly for widescreen, and it looks damn good. It was created from a 2K resolution, meaning it's just like up-converted into a higher definition. I mean, holy God. Amazing. So color-wise, everything just looks more bold, like bolder and richer, more delicious. All these like colors of the 70s, kind of like the tans and taupes and maybe some of the blue jeans, they just stand out way more. Some of the pinks, the oranges, like these warmer colors, all look great. And then you have like kind of the cooler set of things, like the blues, the grays, the silvers in the in the stalker's room, because there's like kind of like dark and steely in there and cool. So yeah, it looks damn good color wise. I mean, everything's enhanced and nuanced. Black levels are deep and inky in those dark rooms. They don't have shadow or crush here. I was definitely good. Yeah, it just looks great. I would say that while the colors are fairly fluorescent in a way, they also, being of the time period, also don't evoke the bright primaries as well as something you would say like a Pixar film does. But still, it looks damn good. Let's see, the detail, you'll be able to see some of the individual hairs on the actors' faces, pores, 5 o'clock shadow stubble. Wider shots show kind of like the set designs and like the implications of background objects and props, stuff like that. Even the telescope has its detailed ornaments on it, which also look good. Cigarette butts show like each little ash very well. Very, very well done. I was impressed. Full show. Lastly, there's really no video noise, aliasing artifacts, or anything like that. Film grain is present and it's balanced. It looks good. Video wise, this is a winner. Yes. Audio wise, let's move on to that audio. We have the original mono soundtrack in DTS HD MA with a dual mono soundtrack. Damn good, solid. Of course, being mono, you're not going to get a lot of bass. But you don't really need that here. It's very dialogue friendly, so it's like perfectly situated. imbalanced. There's no audio dropouts, pops, cracks, hiss, or anything like that here. The score is still good, even though it's not by John Carpenter, but it adds to the tension and the suspense of everything here. Sound effects are pretty robust, but you know, don't expect a full immersion surround sound type of movie. So, but still, it's damn good. Let's move on to the bonus features, which there's some awesome new ones. There is a brand new audio commentary with author Amanda Reyes. No relation to Gwen Reyes of this podcast sometimes. But yes, this is a pretty cool audio commentary where Reed kind of talks about the film itself, the TV movies of like the time period and what they did differently here, some cool like facts about John Carpenter. It's pretty cool. It's a weird listen because it kind of seems like she really prepared for this, so she's reading notes. It's very weird. It's not like on the fly like I'm doing right now. But yeah, it's pretty good, I would say. I mean, it's worth a listen if you like the movie because there's some info on it. One of the coolest features here is definitely a brand new interview with Adrian Barbeau called Looking Back at Someone's Watching Me. It's like 11 minutes long. And this is basically, this is awesome. She talks about her character and like her being a gay character in the film and working with Carpenter and all that fun stuff. It's damn good. There's also another 10-minute extra called Carpenter's Enforcer, an interview with Charles Cyphers on his career in John Carpenter's films. Charles Cyphers, in this film, as well as other movie, talks about working with John Carpenter over the years, working in this film. Damn good. Fantastic. Watch it. It's brand new. There's also a brand new episode, Horrors Hallowed Grounds, which is kind of like they've done this on Scream Factory several times where somebody takes you to the film's locations as they are today. So yeah, that's what this here is. It takes you to some of the locations here in LA. And then there's a 7-minute extra called John Carpenter, Director Rising, which is interviews with John Carpenter. This is from previous releases. Talks about his like working in TV and then in feature films and all that fun stuff. And then there's some TV promos about a minute long that were aired for this film. And then there's a still gallery about a minute long showing like some promo artwork of the film. So damn good. There's John Carpenter. There's actors and actress bonus features. Video and audio are damn good in the movie. Still, John Carpenter's probably least seen film. Definitely watch it. It's on Scream Factory. It's about $20. Buy it from Scream Factory. This definitely highly recommended. And I will say why. Because this movie is super difficult to find until now. It was basically like almost never released. This is one to get. If you're a John Carpenter fan, you need this in your collection and it's still good. Someone's Watching Me. Do it.